In this week's Religion Roundup, Jewish pilgrims gather in Ukraine despite the war. Brazil's president exhorts evangelicals to help keep him in office. And the Vatican imposes disciplinary sanctions on a Nobel Peace Prize-winning bishop. Thousands of Hasidic Jewish pilgrims ignore travel warnings and flock to central Ukraine to mark the Jewish New Year. The pilgrims travel from Israel and other countries to the small city of Uman, the burial site of a respected Hasidic rabbi who died in 1810. About 23,000 pilgrims were in Uman on Sunday.
Eu não admito legalizar drogas em nosso país.
Brazil's President Bolsonaro waged an all-out campaign to shore up the crucial evangelical vote ahead of the October 2nd elections. Evangelicals helped carry him to power in 2018, and he tapped members of their churches for important ministries and for a Supreme Court nomination. Influential pastors and politicians are warning their followers that the race's frontrunner, leftist former President Lula, would close Christian churches. The Vatican says it imposed disciplinary sanctions on Nobel Peace Prize-winning Bishop Carlos Bello following allegations that he sexually abused boys in East Timor in the 1990s. The Vatican spokesman says the office that handles sex abuse cases received allegations concerning the bishop's behavior in 2019 and within a year had imposed sanctions. AP Vatican correspondent Nicole Winfield says many questions remain about the bishop's role in the church over the past two decades.
After 2002, though, when he retired, it seems like he almost fell off the map. It's as if he disappeared. If he was under some kind of Vatican sanction in those years, that would explain this very low profile that he had.
The announced sanctions include limitations on Bello's movements and ministry and prohibit him from having voluntary contact with minors or contact with East Timor. I'm Walter Ratliff.